You're the fat controller, are you? Right, would you like to get in your chair and we'll have a look at some of these things? In a minute.
Hiccups.
You've got hiccups?
Yes. More tissues.
What did you say about more tissues?
Tissues in the door on my side. Really hiding.
You're talking about something hiding?
Yeah.
You're not very well, but you are putting on that cough. Why are you putting on the cough? Is it something that happened on a television programme or something you've read in one of your books?
No, not my books.
Not your books. Who has a cough, Thomas?
Isabel does.
Isabel does?
Yeah.
So are you imitating Isabel?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Does Isabel talk about a tissue? Oh no, you're pretending to cough, Thomas. I've not heard Isabel cough like that.
Oh no. Left James up. Thank you, James.
Thank you, James. Are you talking about James, one of the Thomas the Tank Engine characters?
Oh yeah. It's a news. James always. James will fall out my nappy chain. Oh my god.
James will fall out my nappy change?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. What's that all about?
Silly James? Yeah.
Have you been pretending to be James's driver and you've fallen off something?
Yeah.
Is that what all this is about?
I'm drawing.
You're pretending to draw now, are you?
Isabel!
You're pretending to draw with Isabel? Because something's happened, you get very upset when we take you upstairs to get changed.
What's that?
Oh, what's that? Now what's in this bag? Oh, do you remember this from last year? Do you remember this? This is your advent tree. Because next week it's going to be December. It's November now. And next week it will be December on Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday. And what happens every day in December, we take one of these little characters out of these pockets and we hang it on this special tree. And we start...
Not sewing those on.
Not sewing those on?
No, get something else on.
Get something else on?
No. Get my money.
You want to get some money? Are you giving me some money? And last year we had this on the back of the door, and every morning we used to take one of these little characters out and hang them on a tree. Which I don't know whether you remember, because you were only a young... Well, you're still only young.
Get something else.
What have we got?
Press the button hard.
Press the button hard?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're playing at, but you're not playing with what Mummy's playing with, are you?
No.
Look, talking of buttons, can you see that little angel? She has wings. She's got a button on her dress. And this...
And I have a chocolate.
You like a chocolate? Well, in a moment we'll get to the chocolates. And that's a gingerbread. I would say lady rather than man. And she's got a button. Number three.
What's that?
That's a bauble. Do you remember when we went to John Lewis earlier today and you saw all those baubles hanging on the tree? Do you remember at John Lewis we had those beautiful big Christmas trees with all the lights and you saw silver and purple baubles? This is a bauble, but it's a blue one.
What's that?
That's a ribbon. That's a fancy ribbon. That's something else that you put on the tree. It's like a bow. You going to hang it there?
All that. On my dad. Put some... Lay it down there.
Lay it down there, that's right. You hang it on one of these little baubles, don't you? What's number five? Let's see what's in number five's pocket.
Bear.
A bear? Is it a bear? It's a reindeer, Thomas.
A reindeer.
And what's in number six? It's another little girl. It's a little girl with a ribbon in her hair. You sticking her there? You're still pretending to cough, aren't you?
Yeah.
So how many have we got out now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Shall we see what's in number 7? That's a star. We know a song about a star, don't we? A nursery rhyme. What's the nursery rhyme?
Twinkle, twinkle,
little star.
Twinkle, twinkle,
star.
What's that?
What's this? This is something different. Do you know what that is, Thomas? It looks like a walking stick, but it's stripy. It's red and white stripes, and it has a bow on it. This is a stick of candy.
What's that?
Oh, and that's a Christmas tree. And can you see it's decorated with baubles and tinsel?
I'm finished now.
You finished now?
Yes, I want to look at something else.
You'd like to look at something else? Let's just see if there's anything different. There's another bauble there.
What's that?
It's like a football. Oh, there's another parcel there. It's a square one this time.
What's that?
That is the teddy bear this time. That's a tartan bear. Can you see he's got a little jacket on, a tartan jacket.
What's that?
Oh, that's a star.
What's that?
And that's another
stick
of candy.
Candy.
You sing a song about a stick of candy at bang a drum time, don't you? What is it? Hippity hop down to the shop to buy a stick of candy. One for you, one for me,
one for Sister Sandy,
and one for Sister Sandy. Lippity hop down to the shop to buy a stick of candy. One for you, one for me, and one for Sister Sandy.
One more.
No more singing.
No, not need that.
Do you know, you don't need that, not need that. Do you know what that is, Thomas? That's some holly with berries. Do you know, as we're walking down the path here, we pass a bush, a hedge, and you always say red peas or orange peas, and I say they're not peas, they're berries. Some of those are holly berries.
Yes,
but you never ever eat them, never ever touch them, because they're not peas. The only things you ever eat are things that mummy or daddy or grandma or granddad or somebody, an adult, puts on your plate. You never ever pick up little red peas from the floor and eat them.
What's that? And
holly grows on trees. We've got some outside, you've got a holly bush, and it's really prickly and sharp. Do you remember when we went to Joe's house?
No, not me, Dad. What, 46? What's that?
Number 46, that's number 11. Well, we were talking about holly a minute ago. Holly leaves are very, very sharp and prickly. When we went to Joe's house, she had that bin bag full of holly with berries on it.
And at we're at 41.
41, that's number 18. And at Christmas time, Thomas, people stick lots of bits of holly together on a circle to make...
What, 41?
What's 41? To make a holly wreath, which is what this is, and then you hang it on the door.
No, thanks, I don't need that.
You don't need that. We had a nice holly wreath last year.
No, thanks, I want chocolate.
Some chocolate, we'll do that in a minute. And that is, what's that?
41.
It might have come, no, it didn't come from 41 because the calendar only goes up to 24. What is that, a boot or a stocking?
Stocking.
A stocking. And do you know what happens with Christmas?
41.
What's 41? That's number 19. Who's that?
Father Christmas.
Father Christmas. That's Father Christmas's head, Santa's head. And that's Father Christmas's
head.
Head. This is Father Christmas himself. This is his whole body, including his boots and his
hat. Hold on now. What's that?
You keep saying hold on now. It's another star. That's another reindeer.
No more now.
And look. Where's the gingerbread man? Where's the gingerbread lady? Here she is. And look. That's the gingerbread boy. It's like you and Isabel, a little boy and a little girl. And who is that?
Is that Father Christmas?
No, that's not Father Christmas. That's a...
Jake.
Is it Jake?
No, Jake.
It's a snowman, Thomas.
No, Jake.
It's a snowman. Look, he's wearing a hat and a scarf.
Put it on my head.
You're putting it on your head? And what's this?
Train.
A train. That's a gorgeous train, isn't it?
Not dull.
No, it doesn't go really, does it?
No.
So we should now have 24 little felt pieces.
Oh no, put it away now.
All right, should we put it away? Are you going to start posting them back in the pockets like Postman Pat? Each of these needs to go back into a pocket. Like that. Yes, that's right.
41.
41. That's the number of the house we live at, isn't it, number 41?
The pocket.
No, there's lots of pockets. Look, try that one. That's it. You've got to be very gentle with them.
Look, not fit in.
Is it not fit in? Well, let's try something smaller. Let's try a star. Look, you put the two as if it's a letterbox.
Letterbox, really.
Let's see, you post it in there.
No, post that. No, not post that, really. No, post that. Oh, no.
Well, I thought you were tidying away. I thought you wanted them putting back.
Oh, dear.
So next week, Thomas, we're going to be getting all these little characters out and hanging on the tree.
Only not fit that one.
Well, let's get another one. Try this in this pocket. You push it in. That's it. If I put them there, then you just slot them in as if you're posting letters at the post box. How about this one?
Where is it?
Number 8.
40.
Holly Berry, we'll put that in number 9, shall we?
Oh.
Doesn't matter if they're sticking out a little bit, because next week we're going to need to see the tag at the top so we know we can pull it out. How about we pop a parcel in number 10? And a little girl in number 11. Now that is a tight fit, isn't it? There we go. That is a tight one, Thomas.
Yep.
Ooh. Right, shall we put the reindeer next to the little girl? And another star. Look, there's Father Christmas.
Two Father Christmases.
Two Father Christmases, yes. One is just Santa's head and the other one is his whole body. There we are.
The fit. There
he fits here. Look, we'll pop him there. And we'll put the tree in number 15.
Ow. Not fitting again.
Not fitting again?
No.
Right, now how about number 17 we put gingerbread boy?
Oh dear. Not fitting. Put a button on my shirt.
The button on your shirt? Will it not fit in because of the button on his shirt? The button on the gingerbread boy's shirt, it keeps getting stuck, doesn't it? We'll pop a star in 18. And a ribbon in 19. And how about Father Christmas that you're holding? Shall we pop him in 20? Oh, I tell you what, we'll put him in 24, Thomas, the end one. Because he'll be coming that at that night, Christmas Eve, won't he?
Mm.
Oh, yes. Number 20, shall we put the angel. What's she got? Like a bird, she's got wings. Can you see her wings?
Yeah.
And she's got a special hat. And that's called a halo.
That's that two balls.
Yes, how about this? A Christmas tree bauble. Shall we put that there?
Yep.
21. And 22. Shall we put the train? We've already done 24, haven't we? So we've got the reindeer for 23.
And
we've lost all. We've got one left. Now, which one should that go in? Oh, number one. That's a good boy. So shall we put this away till next week?
Yeah. Oh, dear.
And next week, Thomas, will be
40.
2 and 40. You'll be 2 and 8 months. Next, Friday. I think it's Friday. I'm not sure.
Not sure.
Not sure at all.
Me.
Mummy's not sure, but I think it's Friday.
Can I hold that a moment?
You'd like to hold that a moment? There it goes, back in its special plastic bag. Now we've got another advent calendar. We bought this in John Lee's today, didn't we? What's this?
A garden.
This is the Thomas the Tank Engine advent calendar, but this one, it's not only a Christmas calendar, but it's called a Millennium Countdown calendar, Thomas. It says, count your way to Christmas Day, now count down to the new year. And every day in December, 1, 2,
3, 4.
Yes. Oh no, it only goes up to Christmas, this advent calendar. It's numbered 1 to 24. And then you open it the next time on number 1. Sorry, we're reading it wrong. It's 1 to 24 at the top. And then number 25, it says Merry Christmas. And then you have...
That controller.
The fat controller's holding up the card that says Merry Christmas. And then it says 6 days to go, 5 days to go, 4 days to go, 3 days to go, 2 days to go, 1 day to go, and Happy New Year!
No more now.
No more now?
Leave it that.
So just
a little bit, not that one.
You're desperate to look in that box, aren't you? Just tell me what these trains are, because I don't know. Who's this one, the big one?
Thomas.
And?
Percy, Daniel. How old are they, Daddy? Bertie the Bus.
You've got Thomas, Percy, James, Harold the helicopter and Bertie the Bus. Well, I'm glad Bertie the Bus is one of them. That's number 4. Shall we see what the 7th of December is? Oh, that's part of Thomas the Tank Engine because that's Purdy's birthday. And the 13th of December is Grandma's birthday. Number 13 is part of Thomas the Tank Engine as well. But number 3 is Percy, number 4 is Bertie, number 16 is James, and number 23 is Harold the helicopter. Can you see what this is?
Presents.
Holly bells.
Open the red box.
Open the red box?
Yeah.
And what do you think's in the red box? This is something that you had last year. Oh, Tom, you're not well, are you?
No.
Are you just tired or do you hurt somewhere?
Two ducks,
yes. Well, I've just passed you a tray because we're going to need a tray when we open the box. I haven't thought about that. The tray's got lots of ducks on it. You're probably going to be very, very disappointed now, Thomas.
How about chocolate?
Ah, it's not full of chocolates. Actually, we don't need the tray.
How about chocolate,
please?
No, we
don't need the tray. Look. This is an advent village.
Sorry, Mummy, have a chocolate.
In a minute you can have a chocolate. Now look, can you see these little boxes that are in the tin? Each little box has a number. Like that one, number 16.
A lot of boxes.
Lots of boxes, it's full of boxes. So number 16 sits on the village on this piece of paper somewhere here. And do you know what we're going to put inside each of these little cottages, Thomas? Do you remember when we went to Tesco earlier on today and we bought these little chocolates? Little chocolate balls.
Mm-hmm.
In red, silver, gold and green, and we're going to drop a chocolate inside each of these houses. Just the one chocolate, darling. Oh, what we could do chocolates and some Smarties, couldn't we?
Oh, no, not putting that.
No? Well, the boxes are quite big. I'm sure they'd hold more than one. And then, look, we close it up.
No, out. No, more.
Just a moment. Do you want to put some more chocolates in before we shut the lid?
Yeah.
We're going to have to buy a lot more sweeties if you want to do that. What I think we should do is put sweeties in that...
What?
Mummy, Daddy and Thomas could have. You're just putting red ones in that one. Why don't you just put red ones in this one?
Yeah.
And let's get another one. This little box says it's the toy shop. Shall we put some sweeties in there?
Nice and warm.
And this one, number 17, actually says, sweet shop open, Merry Christmas. So each of these tiny houses we fill with chocolates. We put them on the Advent Village and then each day...
Put in boxes.
That's right. Each day we open the boxes and whatever's inside we can eat.
Chocolates!
Chocolates!
Oh, two chocolates, oh my God.
No, don't say that. Look, there's a baker's. That says bakery. A grocer's. That's just a house. It doesn't say anything at all. That's a house. So is that. And that.
Mummy would like one.
Mummy would like one, yes. Would Thomas like one?
Oh, yeah. Minute.
Yes, I was going to say, I don't really think I do want to eat one at the moment.
That's in for.
Just a minute, the fat controller. Oh, number 24 is a little house. But look what it says on the door. It says Santa's Grotto.
Hey, Mummy.
Thank you, darling. Would you like to eat one? Well, I'll take the paper off, but listen. Only eat this one. We can't eat any more because otherwise you're not going to have any left, are you, to put in the little houses?
No.
What do you say?
No, please.
Good boy. And now what do you say? Now you've had it.
Thank you.
Good boy. So I think we'll start filling a few of these, but we need to go back to Tesco. I didn't realise quite how big the boxes were, Tom. Look at all these houses. But we've got a sweet shop, a bakery, a grocer's.
Thank you, all the chocolates.
And that says Rose Cottage. That's a pretty little... Oh, it's not little, it's a big house. What's this?
Post box.
Yes, number 10, it's the post office. Look. Now, can you see on the door of the post office he's got a holly wreath? We were talking about holly wreaths, weren't we?
Empty all the chocolates.
Empty all the chocolates. And there's a letterbox.
Empty all the chocolates.
What's at the back of the post office?
Bike.
The bike, it's the postman's bike. So, are you going to put some chocolates in the post office? The sweetie shop, the bakery and the grocer's. Mummy made all these little boxes last year. Ah, and this one is...
A triangle.
It's actually a church, Thomas, but yes, that's the steeple and it's in the shape of a triangle. That's very clever. What's our church called? We've got to be careful, sweetheart, that we don't break the lids, that's right. What's our church called, Thomas?
The Reverend Tim's.
Reverend Tim's? Mm. Well, it's Marcus Maxwell, but you call him Reverend Tim's because of Postman Pat, don't you? The vicar in Postman Pat. Now, our church is called St. John the Baptist. St. John's. Can you see these little characters?
Empty
all the chocolates. You're putting them back in the container, are you?
Yes.
Can you see?
One chocolate. James
would like one, would he?
Yep. full of different my mailboxes.
So I think really we might have to finish these another day, Thomas, because...
paper for James.
Oh, is that what you're saying for James? It's a red chocolate. It's the last one, Thomas.
I don't like one.
You can't... Well, James might like one, but you mustn't eat any more. It's too near tea time. Too near tea time.
You want James?
Oh, have you given it to James?
Yeah. Not eaten it yet.
No, he's not eaten it yet. That's all right.
Leave it there in a while.
Leave it there a little while. If you leave it in your hands are... A bit of a hole, is there?
Yeah.
It's going to get wet and sticky, isn't it? To melt.
No, two more chocolates. Mummy, that one.
No, Mummy's all right. Thank you very much, Thomas. I think I'll manage without, thank you. What I think we should do is find which one is number one and make sure that we've got chocolates in that. The church doesn't... Oh, the church says number 14. I was just about to say the church doesn't have a number. We're looking for number one, Thomas. Ah, there's number one. It's a house. It's a tall house. So shall we put on number one, a red, a green, and a gold. And that's a sweet for Mummy, Daddy, and Thomas. Different colours. Yes, the tall houses hold just three chocolates. Look at that. So we're not going to open number one again now until next week. Oh.
Yeah, I tasted a bit of James.
You've tasted a bit of James? I thought it was for James. You've eaten a little bit? I thought it was for James.
I did not want that.
There, number one is done. So I put it back in the box. That's lovely, isn't it?
Everybody have a chocolate. Mama and Grandad.
Grandma and Grandad and everybody have a bit of chocolate.
You want them? What's he tapped? Whoops.
No, number two. That's the house. Very much the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
So shall we put a red? Are you going to put a red, a gold and a green in there, Thomas?
Yes.
You want one? You tell me which colours you're putting in.
The red one.
The red one. There you are, drop it through the roof. Yes, and...
A green one.
A green one. And...
A triangle.
A triangle. That's a gold chocolate. The roof, yes, the roof is shaped like a triangle, isn't it? So there we are. We've got three chocolates in house.
And a box.
Number two. Oh, this
boxes.
Sweet little boxes. Very nice little boxes, aren't they?
Very nice.
Are they?
Yeah. Little boxes. Ooh. Very big. Ooh.
Another post office here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the one's rolling.
The gold one's rolling?
Yeah.
The gold chocolate's rolling?
Yeah. Ready to start. You're
Are you going to eat it, Thomas?
In a minute.
All right. If you don't want it, then you've got to be very careful, chocolate. Shall I wipe your hands now? Because they're very sticky, aren't they? No, don't lick it. That's not nice.
Nice and soft.
Is it nice and soft? Are you going to eat the chocolate?
No, yes.
For me? Thank you. No, I'm going to wipe your hands and we're not eating any more chocolates now.
No, two more chocolates. to my daughter's my house.
I thought Daddy might have come home.
No, I don't. Not Daddy.
I thought I heard a noise.
Heard a noise, something else.
Did you think you heard something?
Yeah.
Come
to probably me. Daddy.
Probably Daddy. It probably is Daddy.
Not Daddy.
Well, I don't think it'll be Grandma and Grandma today, Thomas, because it's Saturday and they come on Wednesdays, don't they?
Lots of chocolates!
Wow, what a lot of chocolates! Have you been filling up the little houses in the village?
Yep.
That's lovely.
Chocolates.
Well, I think we've perhaps too many chocolates to close it straight away. Well, how about...
Both the Postman Pack Farm. James.
I was looking for this one, number three. Can you see the dog outside of the house? Would you like to put one chocolate in that one?
Yes. Open the box.
Open the box, that's right. You open the box and take a chocolate from there and pop it in that one. That's lovely. Thank you, Thomas. We're going to have lots of fun, aren't we, next month?
You are, James.
You're giving them to James?
Two more chocolates.
Are you pretending to sit on James, the drain? What we'll have to do, Thomas, is find somewhere to put this Advent Village. Oh, thank you. Oh, that was lovely. You are sweet.
Yeah.
You're giving Mummy a beautiful kiss, haven't you?
I love you. Aww.
Oh, you're cuddling the chocolates, aren't you? Are you giving me a kiss because we've got some chocolates?
Kiss everyone.
Kiss everyone.
Empty.
Empty. Oh, number four is the tea shop. Can you see in the window there are some teddy bears and a doll and a sailing ship, a boat?
The box is empty.
Are those boxes empty? I'm looking for number five now, Thomas.
Empty.
Where do you think number five is? Oh, here's number five. Right, so pop that one in there. Oh, they're quite fiddly to fasten these, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, these.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, please. Thank you, Jess. Carry Jess up.
Carry Jess up?
Yeah. You will hold Jess a moment.
Oh, thank you. I'm pretending to hold Jess on my Postman Pat's cat.
Yep.
All right, thank you, Thomas.
I've got my chocolate.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, we'll find it, won't we?
The big chocolate box is in the trunk.
Now, Mummy's looking for number six, Thomas. Where's number six?
Oh, don't.
Oh, there's number six. What's number six?
The chocolates on it.
No, there's no chocolates, but you can pop on inside. This is a house, but it's quite a big house, Thomas. And can you see what's in the garden of the house?
Spade.
A spade, and it looks as if somebody's been using the spade to move some snow. They've made a big pile of snow. And looking through their window, you can see they have a Christmas tree with a star on top. Look, that's why they were moving snow. Look who's at the front of the house.
Father Christmas.
No, it's not Father Christmas, that's the snow one. Father Christmas wears wears red. And the snowman is white. And who else is on the picture, Thomas, at the side of the house?
Cat.
A pussycat.
Meow.
Meow. I think it'll be very cold in the snow. Would you like to put a chocolate in there, please?
A minute. Need that one.
Thank you.
big rock boxes. Mm. Big boxes.
Do you know what else we can have a go at making, Thomas? Some Christmas decorations, some paper chains.
How did you shut it?
Oh, it's very full, that, isn't it? Now we're looking for number 7, Thomas. What's number 7?
Gone somewhere.
It's gone somewhere. Where do you think it's gone? Do you think one of these is number 7? No, that's number 13. I bet it's this one. No, that's number 16. Oh, where is number 7?
Oh,
there's number 7. Look, somebody else has a spade outside of their house. Who do you know that uses a spade?
Oh, I'm not sure. Thomas got one.
Thomas has got one. Yes, you've got one in the garden, haven't you? In the summer when you played in your sandpit. And Grandad's got one, has he?
Yes.
And when you went to the beach with Grandma and Grandad, did he use your spade to make some sand pies?
Yeah.
Could I please have chocolate in number 7?
Yes, please.
Thank you very much indeed. Just one's lovely, thank you. I think we're just putting one in that.
The rock one.
Oh, never mind, we'll find it in a minute. Because we're going to run out of chocolates, aren't we? And some of the houses are really a little bit too small. Number 7. Number 8 is a house with a holly wreath on the door.
The sandpile.
Who do you think lives at this house, number 8?
Who will fall out?
This could be Greendale where Postman Pat lives, couldn't it? It could be the village of Greendale, Thomas. Are you letting them all run on the floor now? Right, I'm looking for number 9 now. What do you think number 9 is, Thomas? Do you think it's a shop or a house?
Not a house.
No, don't put them on the floor. Oh, here's number 9. This is a big house. Look at this. Wow, it's a lovely big house. It's got all timber frames.
Hold up a lot of boxes.
Yes. There you are. Another chocolate in number 9, please.
Hold it, James.
James wants to hold it?
Yeah. And I'll hold the chocolate.
No, we've put it in the house now, Thomas. Not Have really. You got some chocolates on your chair? Have you?
No, put it on the floor.
You put it on the floor?
Yes.
Oh, that's very helpful.
See a green one there, see a turtle. See that one.
You can see a green one, you can see that one.
Yep.
Where you've dropped them.
All the boxes.
All the boxes. Well, we need to get to number 10 now, don't we?
Empty all the boxes.
Emptying all the boxes. Where's number 10?
And your boxes, please. And your boxes.
Oh, we can't empty them all. They're full now. Here's no. Look at number 10. What's number 10?
Post box.
It's the post office.
Post office.
There we are. There's all these on the floor. Look. Would you please put one in number 10 in the post office?
What do you want one? Thanks.
Just one.
Do you want a truck? Go in the truck, please. Go in the truck.
Go in the truck? Would you like me to get your little train? Here you are. I don't know what time it is, Thomas. I don't think we really looked, did we? There you are. You've put some chocolate balls in the truck.
Oh my God. Drop another.
What have you run over?
There's another one there. Have some more, please. One there.
Can you see some more?
Yeah,
Whereabouts, Thomas?
One there.
Oh, there's one. Oh, there's two, look. A green one and a red one. I think there might be another green one on the floor that I can see. Oh, it's red. There we are. Aren't they beautiful colours?
What's in this?
What's in this? I was just thinking how nice it all looked. Please could, who's driving the train?
A driver.
The driver. Well, please could the driver put a chocolate in number 11's house, please. It's delivering to number 11.
Open the cab.
Open the cab. Has the driver got out?
Yes.
Now, if he could please get one of his chocolate balls from his trailer and pop it into house number 11.
Hold it.
Hold it. Thank you very, very much indeed. I shall see you again at house number 12.
Ben and Charlotte's.
Oh, he's been to Ben and Charlotte's house, is he? Is that number 12? Right. Just a minute. It's quite a long way to house number 12.
Yeah.
Oh, here we are. Here's number 12. Is this Ben and Charlotte's house?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, now you can tell it's Ben and Charlotte's house because there's a pussycat on the step. What's their cat called?
Smudge.
No, it's not. Sue's cat's called Smudge. Ben and Charlotte's cat is called...
Snake.
Snake, it's called Tiger.
Snake.
It's not called Snake.
Big elephant.
The big elephant. Right, could we please ask the driver for a chocolate ball in number 12?
Every time it doesn't follow it out.
Oh, very, very kind, thank you. Next stop, number 12. No, sorry, next stop, number 13. But it's a long drive to number 13 as well, Tom, because I can't see it.
Ben Charlotte's that way.
Ben and Charlotte's that way. We walked past the house where they used to live, didn't we? Earlier today.
It was Ben.
Oh, Rose Cottage is number 13, Thomas.
Yes. Thank you. Oh dear, I got one.
You dropped one.
Yes.
So who lives at number 13, Thomas?
Thomas, whoever
lives at number 13, they've called it Rose Cottage. Do you think that could be Jake's house?
No.
Or Rachel's house?
Not Rachel's.
Is it Rachel's?
No.
Oh, whose house is it, Thomas?
Lynn's.
Lynn's house. All right. So Lynn lives at Rose Cottage, does she?
Like one.
I'd like one in Rose Cottage, please. No, don't unwrap it, pop it in the cottage.
Random.
I don't know, but we're waiting for a chocolate at number 13. Aren't we? Oh, that's lovely, thank you.
Step. Step there.
Pardon?
Open it. Step.
What can you see?
Step.
A snip?
Step. Step. Step.
A step? Oh, yeah.
Step.
Right, shall we close it now?
No. Don't. Lean back, let's. Step.
Oh, I see. You're putting some more in that one, are you? Is that because it's Lynn's house and you like Lynn?
So do the most swing rubber things and putting the stick things. So much.
Oh, the church is number 14. So we better make sure that Reverend Timms has some chocolate on us.
Not 500 in Tim's. Oh, I want one. I want, please.
Have you been dropping them again?
There's one.
I don't know where they are. I think you just put them all into Rose Cottage, Tommy.
Yeah.
haven't you?
Not near.
No, I can't see him. Right, could we just have one in there and one in the church, please?
Please.
Lovely, a green one for the church. Thank you very, very much. Now, this is a little bit different from the others because this has a steeple, doesn't it?
Or the other one way. Put the one out today. Put the one out.
Can you see the fancy windows at the church, Tom?
Fancy windows.
Very fancy windows, aren't they? Oh, I'm having trouble with this steeple, Thomas.
It's rambling backwards.
Is it?
Train yes.
Train's going backwards. Oh, there we are, we fixed it. How about that? Church restoration. Oh, now. We'd still like one in this form, Thomas, please, 13, and then we've got to find number 15. What do you think number 15 can be? Ah, there's 15. Oh, some children live at number 15, look. Look through the window, can you see the tree with the star on top? And look, there's a little girl looking out of the window. What she can she see on the chimney? A robin. And look, little boy and the dog have gone running to the door. Do you think the postman might be coming? Do you think they've got very excited because they can see the postman coming?
Lord, Emma. Put in my van. Put in my van now.
You're putting it in your van now. Could we please have one in there?
Please.
Thank you very much, driver.
Have my train. Rainy weather.
Tell you what, Thomas.
I'm going to put it in the box.
That's right, that's lovely. Do you know that train driver's worked really hard today, hasn't he, delivering chocolates? That's lovely, yes. It's just one in there we need, Thomas. Thank you, because we need...
A lot of ones.
Oh, all right. Ah, number 16. This is a big house as well.
The children.
Children, that's right. And the little boy looks like he's just made a snowman because he's outside. The snowman's got a carrot for a nose and probably some pieces of coal for his eyes and mouth. Look, there's a sprig of honey at his feet. He's wearing a lovely... Lovely... He'd like to draw it. Well, let's just find some paper.
Pink.
Tell you what, you draw there, please, sweetheart, on Mummy's pad, not on here. So that the snow one has a lovely warm red scarf on. And it looks like... Be careful. No, that's Mummy's writing, so let's draw on the blank page, otherwise I'm not able to read what we've written. Could I please just trouble you for chocolate in 16?
No. Oh, and the other boxes.
Please, could I have... From that box?
No, thanks. To drawing.
You're still drawing?
No, not need that.
What don't you need?
Not need my chocolate, my...
Oh, shut it, yes, all right. I thought you were drawing.
Shut it, no.
Why don't you draw me a beautiful picture of a snowman?
Not shut it, no. Open it. Oh,
something's happened. Oh dear, what's happened, Thomas?
Something happened. It's a bang.
Was it a bang?
Yeah.
Oh dear, what do you think could have happened?
Something else.
Something else?
Yes. Chocolate, maybe.
A chocolate, maybe?
Yeah.
Just one moment, please. Can I just borrow the pen?
So One chocolate's still there. Two chocolates.
Hang on, you do some ordering. Oh, I've lost track as to where we are now, Thomas. What have we done? We've done 13, 14, 15, 16. Now, number 17. It's number 17 is...
Oh,
a sweet shop. Have we got a sweetie for number 17?
No.
Well, that's a bit of a poor do. Going to the sweet shop and no sweeties.
No, stop it and open it.
Thomas, if we don't shut it.
Open me.
No, but listen, if we don't shut it, because the chocolate's around, we need to roll out, and then in December when we want to open these little boxes.
Open it. Go to the sweet shop at number 17.
No chocolate. Well, look, this is open. This is number 18. Who lives at number 18? I don't think there's anybody here. Oh, look, number 18, we're a bit miserable. There isn't a wreath on the door. There are no lights on in the house. You can't see a Christmas tree. There's no snowman outside. No children inside. Maybe at first I thought they were just out at work, but now I think no, they're miserable.
No, they're not miserable.
So we haven't any chocolates left. So we've got to get 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, and 24.
Look, Mummy.
25. We've got to get 8 more chocolates. Ah! 2 more there. Ah! What's she drawing?
Drawing a pip-pip.
Drawing a what?
Pip-pip.
Drawing pip-pips? Only draw on the paper, please. What are pip-pips?
Molding pips. Pip.
Pip? What do you mean, drawing Pip?
Drawing Pippin.
Oh, drawing Pippin. You're drawing Pippin. Like Auntie Mabel and Pippin. Oh, yes, now there's the house. Number 19.
More of Pippin now.
Look, there's a pussycat in the window of number 19 looking out.
You are.
Do you think Auntie Mabel... Chocolates have all gone in the houses. Do you think Auntie Mabel lives in one of these houses?
No. Hold on, nobody might drop a thing.
I'll tell you what, I think we've run out of chocolate footballs now. Shall I have a look in the cupboard?
Yeah.
I'll see if we've got... Well, what have we got, do you think?
The chocolate balls.
No, we've no more chocolate balls. We've got some chocolate buttons. Ah, that's some Smarties.
I need something else.
It's a nice box of Smarties.
No, but Smarties.
We'll put them back in the box.
No.
Alright, darling, let's empty them out. Alright, we'll empty them back into the box, that's fine.
No more! I don't need the Vitos!
You need something else?
Yes, please.
Well, what do you think you need? Some chocolate buttons?
No.
Ooh, I think that might be Daddy.
No, not Daddy, Elisa! Elisa, I think.
You think it's Elisa?
Yeah. No, Lisa.
It's not Lisa, it's Daddy, because Mummy had left a key in the back of the door.
So have something else, please.
It's all right. And we'd left a key in the back of the door. Is this a chocolate button you want?
No, what's something else, please?
The fruit question.
Yeah. Need that one.
Do you?
Open it.
What'd you say?
Then, please.
Hello?
We've done things.
Are you not going to talk to Daddy? He's just said hello to you.
I'm telling the young man whether Dr. Controller me. Dr. Controller.
Thomas is being the fat controller. and we're busy filling these little advent houses with chocolate.
And I want that one.
We haven't got any chocolate buttons, Daddy. For number 20, 22, 23, 24, or 21.
Here you are, Daddy.
Oh, there you are, Daddy.
Thank you.
So we're going to put a fruit basket in these, are we?
No, not neither.
All right, well, tell you what, we're going to put some Smarties. We're going to put some Smarties in these other houses.
Put me one and me one.
All right, that's it. You just eat one because it's quite near tea time. Now Daddy's come home, we can have our tea, can't we? Does that taste good, Thomas?
Mummy, that one.
Mummy's just pinched a Smartie. I still think we might go and get some more chocolate balls. These are supposed to be body parts, Thomas. What parts of the body do you think there are? A head, and the nose, and the mouth, and an ear. A hand and some lips. Do you like the taste of those?
Yeah.
You need that one, do you?
And a live one.
Oh, thank you. I think I'll eat it later, Thomas.
Can you eat it?
Yes, Thomas can eat it. So I think that must be the last one now, Thomas, because it's very nearly tea time.
Mm.
Shall we put them in this special sweetie box?
Yep.
Nearly said toy box, but it's a sweetie box. Right, we'll pop it back in the cupboard now, shall we?
Yep.
So nearly all the houses have got sweets now, haven't they? So on the 1st of December, we open the first house, and then we can have chocolate. But when you're opening them, Thomas, it's one house a day.
Mm. Yep.
Got to go around the village.
Mm.
And just open one little house and see what's inside.
Mm.
You enjoyed that?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Was it a lot of fun?
Yeah.
You can't talk now because you've got one of those jelly sweets in your mouth.
Hello.
Say hello to Daddy.
Hello, hello.
You've been a good boy.
No!
Yes, he has, Daddy. He's been a very good boy, but he's not very well. Right, say bye-bye to the village and we'll see it in December.
Bye-bye, village.
Bye-bye, village. See you soon.